For decades, we had a school dental service that has played a vital role in ensuring early detection for children from first year, fourth up to sixth class, typically receive oral health treatment. The Killybegs Dental Service plays a vital role in the areas of Glencolum Kill, Carrick, Kilcare, Brooklyn and Dunganeely for decades. This surgery had a patient list of over 500 children. People are being forced to travel long distances now to Donegal Town. If you take it from the farthest away point in Glencolum Kill, that is 54 kilometres to travel to Donegal Town. Then if they have to go for an emergency treatment to a Ballyshannon, at 72.6 kilometres, an hour and 10 minutes of travel. Minister, we had a service there that was working very well. Everybody was happy with it. If you take the time now that a parent's going to have to take off. Now, my children attended the dental service in Killybegs, which I must say was first class. I could pick them up at school and I could take them back. Normally you're gone for an hour and a half. Now when you have to travel to Donegal Town, you're away for maybe half a day. You know, you take them out of school and then you have to take them back. I mean, there was no consultation with anybody in the local area that I know. This just happened overnight. And to be honest, the people of the area feel really disadvantaged. Because, I mean, when we had something that was working well, very, very well in a rural community, it should be something that would be enhanced and kept and reinforced, you know. Because parents just don't have the time to be running here, there and everywhere now. Now, this isn't anything against Donegal Town. They have a first-class state of the art. I don't want this to be seen as an issue between Donegal Town. It does not. I wish them all the best, and it's great to have it. I wish we had the same in Killybegs. But I just think for fair treatment, you know, there was no consultation about this at all. This was taken away under people's noses. And, I mean, it's really affecting families and parents in my area. I mean, they're coming to me in their droves about it. And it's something, you know, that really needs to be sorted. So maybe you could try and help me out on this one, Minister.
Thank you very much, Senator, for raising this really important issue. While the school dentist service in Killybegs, County Donegal, has not been restored since the retirement of the previous dentist. The HSC Oral Healthcare Service aims to provide an oral examination and necessary treatment for children at ages approximating to second and sixth class, and in some cases fourth class. Emergency care is provided for children of all ages up to 16 and for those with complex and additional needs. The Minister for Health is aware that there are currently backlogs in the HSE's child oral health examination programme, which has meant that the six class groups are being prioritised. And I just want to compliment the Minister. Yesterday, a Cabinet approved draft legislation for continuous professional development for dentists to support more dentists and to update the legislation that's in place since 1985. And I think this is a really important move, because we are aware of challenges in relation to dentistry around the country, and especially in remote areas. The HSE has advised that the dental clinic in Killybegs closed in December 2024 ahead of the planned retirement of a dentist in May 2025, as you have said. The premises no longer meets updated regulatory and compliance requirements. Patients were referred to a new state-of-the-art dental clinic in Donegal Town to continue their treatment. Children are also offered emergency care at this clinic. But I do take on board the point you made that there was no consultation, that this happened without anybody being aware of it. Recruitment of an additional dentist to the Donegal Town Service to fill the post vacated in Killybegs is underway, and the head of service in Donegal anticipates that this post will be filled early next year. The HSE assures that appointments will be offered to children who have been waiting the longest as a priority once the post is filled. So I suppose there's two ways of looking at this. When I read this before I came over to take it, being a minister in the Department of Health, there's two ways to look at this. So obviously the premises didn't meet regulatory and compliance requirements, and that's an issue. My understanding is that there's a state-of-the-art service premises in Donegal. There is dentistry there, and they will fill it with a dentist early in the new year. But I suppose the factor that you're pointing to is the fact that there was no consultation, but coupled with that is the length of time it takes for people to get from Killybegs to Donegal town. I visited Donegal in my capacity as Minister for Mental Health the start of September, and I visited the three CAMHS teams, and I met with the clinical director from the Department of the Approved Centre from the inpatient unit in for mental health. I met several of the doctors, and I was really struck by, really pleased actually, by the way all the clinicians seem to work together and support each other, which is really, really important. And as a result of that visit, and you may not be aware of this, Senator, but I just want to put it on the record, they were very concerned of outpatient mental health supports, and I did include in the budget, funding of the budget for 2026, a crisis resolution team for Donegal, including a crisis cafe with recurring funding of €1.3 million for a multidisciplinary team of up to 10 people. So I know I'm after going off your subject, but I just want to let you know that there is a recognition in relation to the geographical challenges in such a large county, and especially when you're up in Killybegs, you're right on the periphery. So what I will do is I will speak to the minister and raise your concerns in relation to the fact that there isn't going to be a service available, and I'm not sure in relation to the knock-on effects that will have for those who may not be in a position to travel for that support. As you've said, it could take up to half a day, and it also means that parents are losing time in work. But I suppose I do get the point as well, from the point of having appropriate premises, governance issues, and having more capacity in one particular area works well, but I do understand the geographical challenge that you're having.
And, thanks, Minister, and thanks for what all you're doing for Donegal. Like, it doesn't go unnoticed, and I really appreciate in your capacity what you're doing for Donegal. As not other ministers, I don't want to be, you know, coming in here all the time giving out. I see what's been Donegal, and I'm really grateful. But you know, you said it there yourself, the large geographical county that we have. I mean, it makes no sense when a parent has to take maybe a half a day off work now to go to Donegal and come back, when we had something that was working and working well. Could we not get the department to look to see, well, could we upgrade the premises in Killybegs, or could we get a new premises in Killybegs? I know there's more there's places available in Killybegs that would be more than happy to accommodate the like of this a dental service, because it's really vital for children. I know myself, I have two children, well, one a teenager now, and like their teeth's in great shape because from they were an early age, they were looked after, they were cared, they were brushed every night, and the dentist that was in there, I must say, was second to none. She was a real lady. She really looked after the children. She made them feel safe when they came in, if they had to get an extraction or anything like that. She went beyond the call of duty. So I would just ask you that you would take it back to the minister to have a re-look at this, please, for me. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Senator, and thank you for the manner in which you have raised this really important issue, and for complimenting the supports that are available, and they're really, really good supports when you have access to them. The government is committed to addressing immediate difficulties patients are experiencing in accessing oral healthcare services, as well as fundamentally reforming dental services through the implementation of the National Oral Health Policy, Smile August Launcher. The policy sets out the vision for the future of oral healthcare services. The two key goals of the policy are to provide the supports to enable every individual to achieve their personal best oral health, and to reduce oral health inequalities across the population by enabling vulnerable groups to access oral healthcare and improve their oral health. But I'm also very conscious of the Sláinte Care model, which is the right care at the right time as close to home as possible. So I'll certainly raise it with the Minister in relation to this, and just to see, like, is this a definitive step that has been taken in Donegal, or is there any room to look at it again? Thank you.
Gormagoda Aragus, Gormagoda Hanador, the next.